this train. Triple dealing Wall Street ramblers, this train. But if you catch them with their hands in deep, cast them out and then repeat, this train. Bound for glory, this train.
This train don't care no lies.
WMFO, it's the Old Crow Medicine Show. This train is bound for glory, the old Woody Guthrie song. That is that version. They did a whole album with that title, the Old Crow Medicine Show did, but that was from the Woody Guthrie 100th Anniversary Collection that came out in 2012. Big celebration of Woody's 100th birthday. Mark Knopfler, brand new stuff. Good on you, son, from down the road wherever. I'm Bob Angel. Detox Mansion ran a little bit of overtime. Gene, thank you so much for putting up with me, because I just have this one thing that I had to play, because another article that I read this week was talking about Christmas Baby Please Come Home, and which of course there's been a lot of great versions of it. U2 comes to mind, but they said the most famous version was by Mariah Carey.
No.
And I just, the hairs on the back of my neck stood up, and I'm sure that I turned beet red, because I said, no, that is not the most famous version of Christmas, Baby Please Come Home. That distinction belongs to the great Darlene Love. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes. Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
Darlene Love.
Yeah, this is DJ Carrot Stick and Gene on Scene, and yep. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yes, all the kids are gone for vacation, so what happens when that happens, Brandon?
You get more of us in Radio 10.
Radio 10. When is our normal time?
Friday at 6 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm the one that gets up.
Yeah, I can't deal with it. I have to get to go to school at 8.
Yeah. Yeah. So, wow, what a great show. That is such a good show. Yeah. I love that Woody Guthrie. That's awesome.
I love that song.
So, what kind of music are we playing today?
We're playing Christmas music.
Why?
Because it's Christmas. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. And we're gonna get you into the spirit or make you hate Christmas forever.
No, no. Well, we actually have kind of off the beaten path stuff, so.
So parents. We're not playing any of the big ones.
Well, kind of, but parents don't let, if everybody's still, well, there is Santa, but if you get my drift, this is, you don't want your kids to learn about things from our show, so. All right, let's do it. So what's the first song we have, Brandon?
It's Hallelujah by one of my most favorite singing bands. It's called Pentatonix.
Yeah.
And they use their voice for everything. Like, the one song I've ever heard that they used music was Jingle Bells on one of their new album, It's Christmas Time.
Really? Something. You'll have to read the liner notes.
Yeah, but
you probably don't even know what liner notes are, do you?
No, but we went to see them in concert, and ever since that, we've loved them.
We love you, Pentatonix.
Yes,
here we go.
If you're listening, we went to your concert.
Yeah,
in
we
Boston.
Love you. I'm sure they're listening to WMFO.
Yeah, they have to be.
They have to be.
They have to be one of the 11 that usually show up for our show.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye, Brandon.
This is Pentatonix.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
The secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Well, it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift. The baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to the kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew. God above, but all I've
That was Hallelujah from Pentatonix. And you might know them best from their appearance in The Grinch. They were the carolers that chased the Grinch into the store when he did the famous pickle scene.
Pickles!
Yeah. If you haven't seen the new Grinch movie, you have no idea what I'm talking about, but yeah. Those of you who you have. And the song they did on it was God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Mm. Yeah, so what's the next song, Gene Onsine?
Let's listen to some accordion music.
Accordion?
Yes, I love accordion music. Let's do this.
Okay, let's. This is Accordion Christmas, right?
Before Christmas, and all round the square, folks enjoyed the Christmas spirit. There was magic everywhere, but something was missing, something wasn't right. There'd be no musicians to perform this winter's night. Stan and Andy both had colds, they couldn't blow their horns. Dennis was at Foxwoods, he'd be back on Christmas morn. Kenny's drums were broken, he couldn't play a beat. Jackie's laryngitis made the evening look so bleak. Then all of a sudden, there came a happy sound. Songs of Christmas season could be heard all around. Coming from a distance, coming right our way, was Rich and his accordion to save this Christmas day. Rich, play your Christmas accordion. Play the Christmas songs to make the season bright. Rich, with your Christmas accordion, Christmas Eve just won't become a silent night. And before the night was through, he played songs for the children, and he played for Landy too. What a wonderful evening, what a Christmas full of fun. And all because of Richie and his Christmas accordion. Rich, play your Christmas accordion. Play the Christmas songs to make the season bright. Rich, with your Christmas accordion, Christmas Eve just won't become a silent night.
Hello, that was Richie's Christmas Accordion. Yeah, this is DJ Carrotstick, and you're listening to Radio 10.
We're subbing.
Yeah, we're subbing this. Unfortunately, these are not our hours. Everybody's gone for Christmas, and if you want to listen, if you love us right now and you want to listen to us, our usual hours are on Friday and 8 a.m., and unfortunately, I will not... 6 a.m., sorry. I will not be here because I will be sleeping, getting ready for school, but Jean Unseen will be here, and she will man the fort. Yeah. The next song is The Christmas Boogie, 1990. By Sugar Chili Robbins. Okay. Yeah, let's play that. Hello, that was Christmas Boogie by the...
Am I on?
By the yeah, you're on. By the Sugar Chili Robinsons.
They're so cute.
Yeah, I'm manning the board right now.
Oh my God.
The DJ thing. This
please
is my
be
first
patient.
Time.
Please
and
be patient.
If I mess up, please don't send bad... I don't even know what you'll do.
Vibes or mojo.
Yeah.
Vibes or mojo.
Yeah, this is Christmas time, everyone. This is the just Christmas, so be happy.
Yeah, but what to do when you're not happy, because it's such a hard time for people sometimes.
Think of the best and be grateful what you got.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Thanks
for those words of wisdom, DJ Carrot Stick.
Okay, the carrot is wise. The carrot knows all. Okay, so the next song is The Christmas Blues by Julie Lee and the...
They cut off the title, kind of, so it's harder.
When they do that. Julie Lee and her boyfriends.
Ooh, boyfriend. With an S.
Yeah, boyfriends.
So lots of boyfriends.
Yes. Okay, so I'll cue that up, right?
Yeah.
Now. Okay.
Bye. Christmas to all, a happy new year. It's all just a joke when your man isn't near. Santa, 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 you're all through work on Christmas Day. I could go for your long whiskers. You might drop by and plan to stay. When a gal bites man, it is page one news. I got the Christmas blues.
That was Julie Lee and her boyfriends.
I wonder how many boyfriends she has.
Yeah, it's the Christmas Blues. That was actually a really short song. Yeah. I almost missed the cues.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was logging it. Yeah, so the next song. So Merry Christmas, everyone. If you're a new listener, this is DJ Carrot Stick and Gene on Scene, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The next song is What You Want for Christmas.
What you want for Christmas?
I want a computer.
Okay.
And it's the Quad City DJs, the 69 Boys. Boys with a Z. And K-Knock. Okay, that's the weirdest.
That's okay.
Bad name ever. Okay. So let me cue that up for you right now.
Oh my God.
I want 1,200.
Yeah, that was What You Want for Christmas by, yeah, I'm not even going to bother saying the name.
Boy!
Yeah, boy with a Z. Shout out to all our 14 or 15 because one of them's probably the archiver listener. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I just got a text, Brandon.
Yeah.
Rafe is listening.
Oh, Rafe. Should we play Baby Shark?
No, he wants Fireball. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
No, you don't have to look now, but say hi to Rafe.
Hi, Rafe. He's our neighbor.
Is it Rafe or Rafe?
Well, his real name's Rafe. His nickname's Rafe. He's one of our neighbors.
Is he adorable?
Yeah, he's really cute.
Let's say Merry Christmas to him and Mason.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas to Rafe and Mason.
Oh my God, they had the most adorable Christmas card too.
I know, and they make
cookies. Oh my God, and the cookies were amazing.
Oh my God, I love the marshmallow things.
Oh, the marshmallow things? Oh my God. The minute they delivered them, we ripped the thing open and just started eating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is DJ Carrot Stick and Gene on Scene, and the next song is the Santa Polka by...
Ooh.
Hold on.
Rafe should like this, and we want
Jerry
you to dance.
Darlak and the Buffalo Touch.
We get some interesting names.
Yeah.
This one's for
you. The last one I couldn't even pronounce.
That's okay. This one's for you, Rafe.
Okay, let me cue that up for you guys.
And you know what? If you guys have a request, we have a Gmail. It's WMFO Radio 10 at Gmail. We also have an Insta, like you kids say, Instagram Radio 10, and we have Facebook Radio 10, and we have Radio 10 stickers, we have Radio 10 buttons, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, okay. I'll cue that.
Hey, Brandon, was that song over?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, okay. Auntie Kim, your Kim is listening on in
shout
the car.
Shout out to yes. Auntie Kim.
Yeah, I don't even know if she's auntie, but she's going to work right now.
I think she's my cousin.
Or whatever. Yeah. We love her anyways.
Yeah.
She's going to work right now, and she is the best ever.
Yes.
Tell me your favorite thing about Kim, and I'll tell you mine.
This is hard. There's so many things.
Oh my God. For me, grilled cheese sandwiches.
I would say her sense of humor.
Oh, she's so funny. But yeah. My favorite is the grilled cheese sandwiches that women make. So we hope you have like the best day at work.
Yeah.
And you guys, we really want to do your play, like play what you want. And we usually do that, but we have a preset list. Because we're teaching Brandon the board. So we'll give you shout outs. We'll sing to you. We'll do anything but music, which we should be doing
Rafe.
Something else. Sorry.
Sorry, Rafe.
Sorry, Kim. But we love you guys. We're so happy you're listening, too.
Yeah. We'll do shout outs.
Just shout outs. But Kim, oh. Merry Christmas, Kim. I hope people are nice to
Merry
you today.
Merry Christmas to everybody
No,
listening.
Just to Kim and Rafe. That's it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Okay. The carrot is wise.
The carrot is wise. What are we playing?
Okay. We wish you a Merry Christmas, and there's a little twist, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, my God. There's you guys, listen.
You guys are going to love this. Okay.
Really? Okay.
Oh, for all you animal lovers, that's the only thing I'll say. Okay. Let me... Sorry, a little technical difficulties. Yeah. It started in the middle of the song. Yeah, it's...
It's okay.
Yeah.
Keep going, DJ.
Good fade outs. I never fade out. You're listening to WMFO Radio 10. We're taking over the airways, subbing.
Yeah. Okay, Gene on scene. The one thing that you must do for me, like it annoys me when people don't, is you have to fade out.
Really? I never. I just cut it all off. Well, I can't press the buttons right either. I have...
Well, you just taught me it 5 minutes ago.
I know,
I'm
but
fine.
I can't do it at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. That was We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Dogs and Cats.
Was that the surprise?
Yes, that was the surprise. I'm sorry I had a little technical difficulties. The song started in the middle, so I had to get back, and it was messing up. And yeah, I forgot how to turn off my mic for a second. That's why... It sounded like I was going off and on, yeah.
We'll forgive you.
You better. Or I shall never do shout-outs again. Yeah, that was We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Dogs and Cats collection. That was the Mistletoe collection.
Oh,
the
cool.
The artist, yeah. Shout-out to them for the great song.
Do you think those are real dogs and cats, or did I ask that question yet?
Yeah, you did, but no, those are not real dogs and cats. It's kind of like those little cheap knickknacks you get where you press a button, then like it makes the sound.
How many of those do you think Rafe has?
I don't know. I've been to their house like once.
We need to go back.
Yeah, we went for Mason's birthday once, I think. Okay, the next song is California Christmas Time.
Yes.
And it's by the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Brandon didn't put together this playlist, by the way.
No, wait, it was the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend cast. Yeah, I had nothing to do with this. I just listened to it afterwards at 9:40 p.m.
Yeah.
I just went downstairs. I was saying goodnight. Then she started playing one of the other songs on our playlist. That is ridiculous and broke me. I started laughing. So, yeah, I'll get that up for you guys.
All right, hurry up. Wait. Give this me some figgy pudding and bring it right here.
Yeah, that was my play. Wait.
This is our Christmas and we love it. It's 100 degrees. This elf is Vietnamese. That's the way that California does it.
Even our Santa has a suntan. He's also an unemployed stuntman.
If you want to stay alive this holiday season, when you drink, plan not to drive, we'll tell you the reason. You could lose your license and end up doing time. Pay thousands of dollars to in lawyers' fees and fines.
This holiday season, if you plan to drink, plan how to get home safely. Designate a driver or call a cab.
Make a plan before you go, when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Hello. Am I on? Yeah, I'm on. You're on, too.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I didn't know Brandon was going to be on the show today, so that was completely inappropriate.
How do I turn this off?
You don't have to turn it off. Just click on the next window.
Continue? Just,
no. You don't need to do any of that. There you go.
Okay. Sorry. I'm new to this. Sorry for the dead air. I was having a little trouble with that. a little cough. The next song is Christmas Shopping Polka.
Yeah, let's do some polka because Kim is actually mortified right now. And if Rafe listened to that last song, oh, Lord, we're in a lot of trouble. Just play the music, Brandon.
Okay.
I don't know, man. Last year's was a real bummer.
Last year's Christmas party, there were no Christmas drinks. Everyone was saying,
this party really stinks.
So for this year's Christmas party, we're making sure there's fun. We're gonna have a real good time, and this is how it's done. So we're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhenovka, vodka, krupinka,
and don't forget the beer.
Yannick will bring a wumpki, Stasho kielbasa. We'll dance and sing all evening to Jerry's orchestra. Lots of fine panienki and lots of Polish food, but we need some spirits just to set the Christmas mood. So we're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhenovka, vodka, krupinka,
and don't forget the beer.
Till the light of day, then there's Pokrovine, it's our Polish way. This year's Christmas party is sure to be a ball. I hope the room is big enough, 'cause we'll invite you all. So we're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. The party will be happy with lots of liquid cheer. We're doing our Christmas shopping at the liquor store this year. Yezhenovka, vodka, krupinka,
and don't forget the beer.
Hello, that was Christmas Shopping Polka. Yeah, sorry, Rafe, if you're listening. Sorry, Rafe's mom or dad.
Or whoever.
Yeah, whoever, even Mason.
We don't have to apologize to DJ Lawnchair because he's watching the Patriots game.
Yeah. Go Patriots. Oh, yes, my Steelers won against them last week.
Oh, don't say that. We're in Patriot territory here.
Well,
we're not in Steelers territory.
If you're listening to this radio show, you are automatically a Steelers fan. So I'm going to check the...
People are tuning off as we speak.
Oh, yeah, there's still 15.
Yay. Yeah, we're going to lose them all because of what you're saying about the Patriots. You are in New England, sir.
I'm checking.
You are in New England, sir.
I'm checking, and there's still nobody. Nobody's logged off. We have, like... We have 15 listeners right now. Shout out to you guys for staying with us through all of our...
Through thick and thin.
Yeah. We're like the worst DJs here.
Yes, it's great.
But we make up for it with our horribleness. It just makes you laugh.
What do we got next?
Hold on, I'm trying to check. Okay. Last night I went out with Santa Claus.
Yes, this is probably also not appropriate for children.
Okay.
All right. Let's play it.
Warning. This song is in PG-13. I have no idea. I've never listened to this song before. Okay.
Santa Claus. We hit the town and broke a couple laws. Yelled Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen. Christmas time just needed some fixing. Last night I went out with Santa Claus. Now me and Santa hit the town last night. We decked the halls and swang all through the night. He said, hey, bartender, drink
for goodness sake. Last night I went out with Santa Claus. We decked the halls and bounced off all the walls. Yelled Comet, Cupid, Donna, Vixen, Christmas time just needed some fixing. Last night I went out with Santa Claus.
Let the song finish. I mean, DJ Carrot Stick, let the song finish.
Wow. This is why we can never have nice aliases. You always blow it. We talked about this with DJ M-Dog and Ice Ice Abby.
I know. Let me practice. Yeah, let me practice. We just got a shout out from a WMFO listener who is a DJ here, who has a phenomenal show. It's the Music Savage show. You really have to listen to his show. He does music clips. He like figures out all this stuff. He loves this band from Sweden.
Shout out to him.
Yeah,
I hear from Gene on Scene that he said I did a good job.
Yeah, but you really have to stay away from politics, religion, and also the New England Patriots.
What can I say? Okay, I won't talk about it, but what can I say?
And DJ Lawnchair just texted me and said that he was very upset with the comment too. So we don't want hate mail, DJ Carrot Stick.
Well, you're the one bringing it up, and the carrot is wise, and he says anyone that doesn't want to hear it should log off, and I'm going to check.
Oh, God. Let's
not check
again.
I'm going to check the listeners. Hey, there's still 15, so obviously they don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
I'm sure they do. All right, what do we got next?
Boogie Woogie Santa Claus.
Ooh. Are you going to get up and dance with me?
No. She does that a lot.
Track. He's got a rhythm in his feet, but a nothing in his sack. He's a boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa comes to town every Christmas day. He lives up in the mountains like a hermit in a cave. He never had a haircut and he never took a shave. He's a boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa Claus. The boogie woogie Santa will boogie all your blues away. Rock, 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 Mr. Santa. Jump, 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 Mr. Santa. He's got no presents for your tree or candy for your socks, but when he starts to boogie, the whole town rocks. Yeah.
That was Boogie Woogie Santa by Mabel Scott, I think.
Was that song over?
Yeah, it was. It had like 5 minutes.
No. 5 minutes? I'm going to micromanage
no,
you.
Five seconds.
Five seconds? I want to hear the whole thing, okay? She was still boogie woogieing.
Okay, this next song?
No!
No, this next song is I Want to Spend Christmas with Elvis, and I also have something with you.
What?
So, on the radio, we don't talk about religion, we don't talk about politics, we don't, we don't talk about the New England Patriots, and we do not talk about Elvis.
I love Elvis.
No, get out of here.
Can I talk about the Mexican Elvis? His name is Elvez, E-L, and he tours around California.
God, don't make me yell.
Stop it. And he puts on the best show.
Okay, here's the song.
Please, let's talk about Elvis some more. Don't put that all the way to the top. That's crazy. There you go, DJ Carrot Stick. There you go.
Christmas with me, but if you won't, you ain't nothing but a reindeer prancing all the time. Well, if you ain't here for Christmas, then you ain't no friend of mine. If only you could hear what I'm saying, and Santa Claus could hear me praying, there isn't anything that I wouldn't pay if Elvis could be here on Christmas Day. But if he won't, I'd be so lonely, baby, I'd be so lonely. It's gonna be heartbreak, Noel. I want you, I need you, I love you. There ain't nobody above you. So won't you listen to my Yuletide plea, and please, please, Elvis, spend Christmas with me. But if you won't,
comes and nobody's got a gun, and you think it might.
it's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
You fool, you got Jeff's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Redman, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, these ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, they're redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you convert the entire chorus of Jingle Bells.